Girls Camp and Company. Everybody had a nice rest in their cabins tonight. What do you mean, no? Of course you did. Has anybody heard the phrase that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery? Maybe a few of you have heard that. I used to tell that to my kids when they'd get really mad that one of them copied the other on some little art thing, and it didn't really help them. They like to have their stuff not be copied. But really, when you imitate somebody, it's because you admire what they're doing usually. I don't mean imitate in a mean way. I mean, you know, when you want to do what they do or follow how they do things, it's because you admire and want to do it. Who do you think in the whole universe of people that have ever lived would be best for us to imitate? And you're coming from a standpoint of Cedars Camp, so this shouldn't be too hard. Well, God, but he's not a person. Jesus, right? Right? And this week's lesson is all about sincere worship. Remember we talked about sincerity the other day? That's saying what you mean, really being knowing that what you're saying is something you really mean for somebody. And we talked a little bit about sincere prayer. That's not just, you know, I want things. It's more about how we love God, right? So if we want to imitate Jesus, what do you think his central, his most important message to us today still is? Love everybody, for sure. Yep, he's got the golden rule here. Treat everyone like you want to be treated. What did you say? You can heal too. I think those are really great answers to that question. Healing. We are expected to heal. He told us that we should go and heal. And he even said that we would do greater works. And that's an amazing thing to ponder, okay? Because I don't know how many of us have seen people doing greater works than Jesus did, but I certainly think it's worth thinking about, right? So I was going to make this kind of an active prac talk for you guys. Are you feeling awake enough to help me out with this? Okay, good. Let's use as a working definition of healing for today that it's the transformation of thought from a material basis to a spiritual. Let's just sort of use that as our definition of healing. So when we transform our thought, we're taking it from one place to another place. And in this case, from a material basis to a spiritual basis, okay? That's something that each of us in this room can do, right? Hold your hand up if you think you cannot transform your thought at all. Why can't you transform your thought? Okay, well, when we're done with this, you come and talk to me, and we'll see if there's ways you can, okay? Because I guarantee you, you can. Mrs. Eddy tells us that every child, man and woman, can do this. And she starts with child. How about that? Okay? So up here, we have this nice sheet of paper. And I'm hoping that you guys will raise your hands and tell me a way that you're going to heal today. So let's keep in mind that we're talking about transforming our thought. And if we don't get very far, I'll give you an example. Yeah, you in the plaid shirt. Tell me, what's a way you can transform your thought and heal today? Ooh, it's Wednesday. Sharing a testimony, that can definitely heal somebody, right? So we're going to write that up here, all right? Please don't use any words I can't spell. Kobe, go ahead. Helping people out. If you're doing that with a really conscious sense that this is how God is moving through you, right? Remember we talked earlier in the week about the 10 lepers and how important it is to not only be grateful, but to be specifically grateful to God for the good that's around us, right? So Kobe's idea that we should what? Help other people can be a healing, right? All right, go. Not being selfish. And how is that transforming your thought. Okay, if you're unselfish, people want to be with you, you're radiating love, and you have the ability to heal. So being unselfish could be a wonderful way to heal, right? So we're going to say being unselfish. You want to do it? Good. All right, Joy's going to help me out. Okay, go ahead. Facing your fear. That's a terrific way to transform thought. That's really a great idea. Let's just say facing your fear, Joy. Okay, you go. Yeah, sorry. Such a great idea. Supporting people in aerial arts for their energy and grace and fearlessness and totally unselfed sense of sharing, right? It's not about me, right? It's not about I'm going to make a mistake, right? It's about sharing our grace and joy and love. And where does all that come from? God. So it's not you on the line, right? Are we worried that God's going to flop? Nah, not really. So sharing with aerial arts, you figured that out? Okay, cool. Go ahead. Okay, how does being respectful transform our thought and heal? It does. I'm not questioning your answer. It does. How does it do that? And if you don't know, it's okay. Are you setting an example for others, sort of like Jesus did? Yeah. And do with your joyful, respectful actions, do you think it inspires others in the same direction? I do. I think so. Okay. Let's see. We should find people we haven't called on yet. How about you, Ella? Singing hymns. That can heal. Has anybody in this room ever had a healing from singing hymns? I know Warren has. Yep, I have too. Awesome. Great idea. Do you have an idea or were you raising your hand about singing hymns? Yeah? Okay. Do you have one? What's a way you can transform thought today? Being helpful, sure. And grateful. Those things can transform thought. All of these ideas come back to the idea that we need to remember God as we're doing these things. Remember that God is the source of it. Penny, what do you have? Expressing God's qualities in whatever we do and recognizing that our expression of that is a form of imitating or following Christ Jesus, and it can heal just by its very example. Should we take two more and call it? Is that good? Okay, you go, and then you go. What? She says believing in yourself. That can very much be a great idea if you're believing in yourself as the reflection of the infinite God, okay? Believing in ourselves out of confidence in God as our source. And this is our last one. What do you want to say? Being truthful. For sure, being truthful can be something that heals. We can speak the truth to a friend when a situation comes up, the divine truth. We can know the truth in our own thinking about how we're feeling and acting, right? These are all ways, totally, that we can heal. So I wanted to encourage everyone that we should go out and try any one of these things or something else that God tells you as our sincerest form of flattery to Christ Jesus. He doesn't really need our flattery, but we do need to follow that path in order to find healing. And you guys can heal. So have a great day. You can talk to